Now we're going to remember a man who set a standard for movie trailers and commercials. His name was Alan Blevis.
Sex, lies, and videotape. Scarface. For one brief moment, the world was his.
Bad time, good time, ragtime.
His voice was in big demand starting in the 1970s and 80s.
When casting directors or copywriters would call, they would say, I want a voice like Alan Blevis.
Gary Hochberg is a former talent agent who booked Alan Blevis for ads, including this very lucrative gig.
Believe. All day strong, all day long.
He was born in Alberta, Canada in 1941, the son of a successful businessman. When Alan Blevis went to college, he lied to his father, saying he was studying law. It was actually acting, and his father never forgave him.
After school, he moved to the U.S., to New York City. That's where he got his first paid voiceover job. It was for Canada Dry Ginger Ale. More commercials followed, and eventually he was voicing Hollywood movie trailers. His kids loved it.
I always thought he had this really beautiful, strong, commanding voice.
That's his daughter, Sarah Blevis. Her sister, Lisa, says they always got a kick out of hearing his work.
When I was a young child, I frequently would be sitting in the movie theaters with friends, and we would hear a movie trailer. It would come on, and I would whisper to my friends, "That's my dad."
When he reached the height of his career in the late 80s, he began to suffer from a nerve disorder, which temporarily paralyzed him and left him without a voice. His daughters say therapy with a former Israeli drill sergeant helped him regain his voice.
That's who he was, they say. A strong guy that matched his strong voice. Alan Blevis died on December 30th from cancer. He was 76.